Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 39 today, verses 1 through 10. Jeremiah 39, verses 1 through 10. It says, in the ninth year of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, on the 9th day of the month, a breach was made in the city. Then all the officials of the king of Babylon came and sat in the middle gate, Nergal-Sar Ezer of Samgar, and Nebusar Zekum, the Rabsaris of Nergal-Sar Ezer, the Rabmag, with all the rest of the officers of the king of Babylon. When Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all the soldiers saw them, they fled going out of the city by night by way of the king's garden, through the gate between the two walls, and they went toward the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah at Riblah before his eyes, and the king of Babylon slaughtered all the nobles of Judah. He put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him in chains to take him to Babylon. The Chaldeans burned the king's house and the house of the people and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile to Babylon the rest of the people who were left in the city, those who had deserted to him, and the people who remained. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left in the land of Judah some of the poor people who own nothing, and he gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Here's my challenge today. Here's my question for you. When the time of judgment came, who would you have rather been? The king, the nobles, or the poor? I'm going to ask you that question again. When the time of judgment came in this one here, would you have rather been the king, the nobles, or the poor? Well, I would have rather been the poor, because the king and the nobles were put to death and treated horribly and eyes poked out and taken into captivity, but the poor, they were left in the land, and they were given vineyards and houses and land. That's a picture, folks, of what's going to happen on the day of judgment. Those who are rich in this world, those who are seeking for notoriety and reward in this life, will be judged and will lose everything and be sent to hell. And those who are poor in this life and humble before God, those who are seeking their provision from God and they're being taken care of by God will be the ones who will be blessed for eternity. The Bible says it very, very clearly in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. I'm not saying it's wrong to be rich, but I'm saying if your trust is in your riches, be careful. There's warnings about that. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and following, it says, do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Is your heart for the things of this world or for the life to come? Is your treasure in heaven? You could be wealthy, but you'd be generous and sharing, and your heart is in heaven and in the life to come. In James chapter 4, listen to verses 6 through 10. It says, God gives more grace. Therefore, God says, he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, folks. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. And let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. You don't need to seek to be exalted in this life. Wait for the day of judgment. Because on the day of judgment, all the wealthy and the haughty and the people that were seeking prestige in this world will be brought to nothing. But those who are humble and poor and waiting on God to take care of them throughout this life will one day be rewarded for eternity. In James chapter 2, listen to verses 1 through 7 real quickly. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. If a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and you pay attention to the one who wears fine clothing and treat them well and not the poor, that's when he says, don't do that. Listen to verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers. Hasn't God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Did you catch that? Those of us who don't have the prestige in this life, who aren't seeking the world's acclaim, will one day be rewarded because we've been rewarded with richness, which is called faith. And one day for eternity, we'll be rewarded. Would you have rather been the nobles and the king at the day of judgment in this story or the poor of the land who are rewarded? The day of judgment is coming. Be one of those who is waiting for the reward in eternity, not in this life. Give up on seeking prestige and acclaim in this world. Wait for the acclaim that comes from God to those who trust in him. Look forward to sharing some more from Jeremiah on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.